Hebrews 13 says, remember the prisoners as though in prison with them. And those who are ill-treated, since you yourselves also are in the body. Aren't we in the body? Yeah, we feel every ache and pain as we age more and more. We're in this physical body, and we like to comment and even complain about our discomforts and so on. Well, there's a good side to that, and that is that we can tune into and try to imagine what believers in other countries, what they feel like when they're actually in an actual prison cell. I've been in prison cells before because I've done prison ministry, not only in this country. I've been in prisons in Ukraine. I've been in prisons in Poland. I've been in some not real nice places. And wow, when you're there, you just kind of imagine, wow, what if I had to live here? How difficult would that be? And that's a discomforting thought, but it's helpful for us to try to imagine, because we're in the body, we can kind of imagine what it must be like to suffer as our brothers and sisters also are suffering. So I want to beg you this morning, I just plead with you to not check out mentally while we have this prayer time this morning. I'm going to do a little bit of talking, but we're not going to have a conventional message. We're all going to be ministering this morning. Now, I've recruited 20 people to troop up here one by one. And we're going to start with our online folks. I think we have 1, 2, 3, 4 people are going to start off by praying via Zoom. And then we're going to go to the people here in the building. And I'm going to explain how this is all going to work. The goal isn't to have the prettiest service. The goal is to get the job done, right? We're here to intercede for our brothers and sisters in Christ, and that's what we're going to do by the Lord's grace. So I'm going to need to give some instructions about this. Before I do, I just want to mention one thing. Maybe you have this, some of you have had this thought, because I had this thought. I looked ahead months ago and I realized November 1st, International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, that's the Sunday before our elections. Shouldn't we be focused on that? Shouldn't we be talking about that? Do you know that virtually every one of the 260 million Christians worldwide who are in high persecution countries are suffering? Somehow it's connected to their faulty government. Either the government is actively persecuting them, or the government is turning a blind eye while other people persecute them. And at the end of the service, don't worry, at the end of the service, I'm going to take some time and I'm going to talk for just a bit about our elections, and we're going to pray together for that as well. For our citizenship is from heaven. Friends, first and foremost, brothers and sisters, our citizenship is in heaven. Now, I don't disparage my American citizenship. I relish it. I love it. But I love what Mike Pence said at the Republican National Convention. He said, I'm a Christian first. I'm a conservative second. I'm a Republican third. We are Christians first. So we're going to prioritize the kingdom of God and our brothers and sisters worldwide. But we are going to think about our American citizenship as Christians. And at the end of the service, like I said, I'm going to talk for just a few minutes about that, and we're going to pray about our elections. So I don't want you to think that somehow I think that's unimportant. No, I think it's very, very important. But the same things that we're going to be praying at the end of the service for our election, we're going to be thinking about as well concerning our brothers and sisters who suffer because governments are permitting them to suffer and to be persecuted. Whereas God's will, his will would be for civil government to protect the Christians and allow them to flourish and to spread the gospel and to live unmolested lives. And that's not happening in many places in the world. The organization who put out the video, Open Doors, there are two main organizations that serve the persecuted church, Open Doors and Voice of the Martyrs, both very commendable organizations. I encourage you to go on their sites, pray, get involved in praying regularly for their requests, give to their organizations, great organizations. But the one we saw this morning was Open Doors. They have listed, and they have different metrics, and I'm not going to take our time to explain it all because we got to get to praying. But they have metrics by which they rank the worst persecutor, the how can I say it, the most guilty country, number one is North Korea. Okay, they have earned the number one spot as the most horrific persecutors. And so it goes down, they've ranked 50 countries. So I have recruited 20 people. We're gonna do 20, the top 20, and then at the end of that, I'm gonna invite both those who have prayed and those who have not to just hopefully volunteer that you'll take a sheet and you'll be willing to sit quietly in your seat and go over the requests for a particular country and just in your own heart, privately take that request to God. So we're going to knock out the last 30 at the very end, all of us together praying silently. I hope that's clear. So now to lay out some more instructions here. Again, I just really encourage you. Prayer is not easy, or more people would do it, frankly. Prayer is hard work. And the tendency is to just kind of take a break and just let your mind wander and think about, you know, I don't know, the Buckeye game or whatever. And I just want to encourage you to try to do the mental work necessary to hang with every person who's praying when they pray for their particular country, to stay with them and agree in your heart to God for the request that they are offering, okay? I know it's challenging, but I encourage you to hang in there. Okay, praying people. The first person that is going to pray is Paul Marshall. He has country number one online. And then Graham Neely online, Sue Neely online, and Pam Ianni. Hopefully they're present and listening. I don't know if they are. And then following that, Rick Armantrout will go. He is number five, right, Rick? Yes. Okay, so this is how I want this to go. If you're a designated praying person, I want you to form a line, socially distanced, of course, on my left, on your right, going back this way. Okay, I am standing in the batter's box right now. Baseball analogy here. The on-deck circle is that music stand to your right. So if you're the next person praying, I would like you to be standing there while the person is here praying. Now, the person praying, listen, recruited prayers. Your purpose is to not give a book report or to give us a geography lesson on your country. As much as that would benefit us, that's not why we're here. So you've been given a hard copy, and maybe you have it on your phone, with some of the basics of your country and what the suggested requests are. Please don't take time to really talk about the country. Just state the country you're praying for. If you would also tell us the number that they are, that's also on your sheet. That will help everything to stay orderly. Let everything be done in order. It's a verse from Corinthians, okay? We're going to follow that verse today. So say the country name, the number. This, I'm praying for North Korea, country number one, is what Paul Marshall is going to say. Right, Paul? And so then that way the person next to you knows that, okay, I'm number two. Okay, I'm in the right order. So we're going to pray through 20 countries that way. And at the end, if we have time, we're going to do the other 30. Speaking of time, designated prayers. You're allocated like 1 to 2 minutes. You just can't go on and on, or we're just not going to cover all the countries. Now, you can say a lot in a minute or a minute and a half. You really can. Please don't be rushed. Praying at all times in the Spirit, I pray. Let's pray right now. Father, I just pray especially for our prayer, those leading us in prayer. Fill them with your Spirit, Lord. Help them not to be anxious, but to be led by your Spirit as they intercede for these dear believers. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, any other things on my list? Oh, feel free to take off your... we would prefer that you pray without a mask on. It just is clearer than put it on when you step down. So the line's going to form here. You make your prayer, and then you exit to your left, to my right. Also, we have two mics here. Please don't adjust the mics. We'll be here all day, and it'll just be catastrophic if everyone's trying to jimmy with the mics, okay? Just leave them, and if hopefully one of these two will capture your voice. You might need to stand on your tiptoes or crouch down. I think that's everything, and what is our time? Just going to track it. Okay. So if Rick, you'll come, and you're in the on-deck circle. All right. And then person number six will follow behind Rick, and number seven behind number six. And class, you know how to do this, okay? Not rocket science. And so, Mr. Marshall, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Take it away, Paul.
I am praying for North Korea. Number one, before we pray for a revolution in North Korea, such as happened in other communist countries, the people would overturn the government there. We do pray for salvation, even for the highest official there, Kim Jong-un, that the gospel would reach him. The gospel is for fallen people who are sick and pray for the Communist Party there. We pray for our enemies there. We pray for Kim Jong-un. We pray for the 300,000 Christians. They're being put in labor camps. They are being pounded, and their spirits are being crushed. They're not allowed to speak. They're not allowed to profess their faith in public. We pray for all of them, Lord, that you would sustain them. Give them courage through this persecution. Lord, just as you've done in other communist countries, Lord, that you would bring freedom to this country and that you would bring justice to this country. In Jesus' name.
Lord, I lift up to you the Islamic Republic, the second most beautiful country in the world. Psalm 2, where the light of peace is fire and the plot of pain. And you just stop. Thank you. Brothers and sisters, we pray for our brothers. That even though they're risking persecution, they're risking rejection by family and community and even death, yet they see the reality of your love and of Jesus Christ. And we just pray that your kingdom would continue to spread through this dark country, and that you would soften the hearts of the leaders, and that you would open their eyes, and at the very least, that they would allow your word to go forth in their country.
I'm praying for number three, Somalia. I urge you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for these believers. I just want to lift up this government to you, Lord, and the civil war that's going on there. We just pray, Lord, for peace in that country. Pray for the president, for President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo. And I just pray, God, that you would help him to accomplish what he wanted to accomplish when he became president, that he would achieve peace in that country, that he would have justice and be able to take care of the poor in that country. We just pray, Lord, that you would help. We pray for him and for all those in authority with him, that they would be open to the gospel. I think of this man, how he lived in the U.S. for a while and probably had friends that were believers, Lord. I just ask, God, that you would open his heart to the gospel, that he would be open even to believers there and wanting to help believers in his country. And we pray, Lord, for even this terrorist organization, for Al-Shabaab, that that people in that group, Lord, that there would be ones that would be open to the gospel. Pray that you would allow them the opportunity to hear the gospel. And Lord, I just lift up the ones, our fellow brothers and sisters in Somalia that know you. We just pray, Lord, for their protection. Pray that you would be watching over them and just taking care of them. Help them, Lord, just to be encouraged, and Help them in their faith, Lord. I know many of them are probably isolated because of the persecution that's there. We pray for ones that have been, for women who have been widowed because of persecution. We pray that you would take care of them, especially during COVID, that you would provide food for them, just like you provided for the one widow with Elijah. We just pray that you would provide food and encouragement for them. And we pray, Lord, for ones that are becoming Christians during this time, that are coming from an Islamic background. Pray that you would just provide access to even Bibles for them, and help them, Lord, to not lose faith. Help them to be bold. Help them to not be discouraged. And we just pray that you would protect them and shield them. And Lord, we just ask again for peace in this country, that they might live just peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness, Lord. In your name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. My name, my country is Libya, and it's number 4 on the list. So, Lord, we want to thank you so much for the believers that you have there in the country of Libya. I pray, God, I can't imagine what it would be like to have family and community all turned against me. So I pray, God, that you would help the Christian believers there to find community, just that freedom that they have knowing you in Christ, that you would surround them with their love, but with your love. But I pray, God, that you would cause them to be able to find one another. I ask, God, also just for the persecution that they experience from their government and from their community, that you would lessen that. Lord, there are migrant workers there that are Christians that kind of get a double persecution. So we want to lift them up as well, help them to find work amid the COVID and so much poverty in this country. So we ask, God, that you would provide for them and help them also to just know your truth. I pray that they would have your word and be able to just have that word and cling with it to their hearts. Lord, we want to lift up the government officials, Fez el-Sarraj, help him, Lord, to lessen the persecution and the pressure that this country feels with believers. We just ask you, God, to provide some more freedom and liberty there with them. Thank you again for the freedom that they have in Christ, and I pray that they would cling with that each day. Amen.
I'm praying number 5, Pakistan. Father, you're a miracle worker. You hold your children in your mighty hands. We want to intercede right now on behalf of our brothers and sisters who are experiencing persecution. Particularly, Father, I want to remember those who risk every day being raided by those who are against them, whether it be government or other religious. Father, have mercy upon them. Give them the courage to endure. Thank you for their boldness and their faithfulness to you. Help them not to give up. Make them ever more aware of your presence with them. Father, I also want to thank you for the fact that in Christ, we are all brothers and sisters of millions of other brothers and sisters around the world, especially in Pakistan. Many of them are not free to follow you. I ask that you grant them the strength to stand up and be counted for you in the face of opposition, as the Lord Jesus made a good confession before Pilate, empower them to make a good confession for you. May they hold fast in the hope of the reward of Christ Jesus. Father, I also want to ask in the name of Jesus Christ, because you are the great provider, that you watch over all the saints and care for them. I pray now, Father, for our fellow believers who are prevented from accessing food, money, and other resources due to anti-Christian pressures. May they be strengthened to be able to say with Paul, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. May they see you as Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. Show them an increase of your grace. I pray this in Jesus' name. Father, I also want to ask in the name of Christ that you are the chain breaker. You are with us always, and you are our source of comfort and strength. I beseech you on behalf of those who are in prison because of their confession in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the strength of their faith. May they hold on to the promise that you work all things together for good of those who love you. As Paul knew, may they know that all things are according to your plan and used to advance your kingdom. Give them the knowledge that your grace is sufficient for them. Father, I also pray that your spirit move the government of Pakistan to begin passing laws that will give greater protection for those who are proclaiming Jesus Christ, and that they'd have freedom to proclaim Jesus and share with other people, and they would not be put in jail or have laws that make blasphemy hard because of their Christian faith. And Father, last, I want to pray, Lord God, you have unfailing love, and that you are bringing to yourself a people from every tribe, tongue, and nation. Our union is in Christ. In light of the freedom I have, it is hard to fully comprehend the depth of the suffering persecuted believers are experiencing. I ask that I be spurred on to continue to keep them in prayer. I also ask that other believers who are able to do so might reach out with hands of help to obey your command to love one another. Let us seek to view ourselves as one body in the name of Christ.
I am praying for country number 6, which is Eritrea. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done in Eritrea as it is in heaven. May the gospel come to President Albarki and the people that surround him. Soften their hearts, open their ears as only you can, O Holy Spirit, to receive the free gift of eternal life that you purchased for every person who would accept it. Give your people daily bread, clothes for their bodies and shelters, but most of all, fill them with your peace and the knowledge of your presence. Forgive them their sin. Help the various denominations of Christians in Eritrea set their eyes on the kingdom and not on the things that divide them. May they keep fervent in their love for one another. May they love each other, and the love that they have for each other show all men that they are your disciples. May they forgive those who have sinned against them. Some of them are imprisoned, even in shipping containers in the sweltering East African heat. Help them to forgive their tormentors and be filled with the peace and joy that pass understanding. May they know the truth of 1 Peter 4, which says, to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory you may rejoice with exultation. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the spirit of glory in God rests on you. Deliver them from evil and the hatred of evil men. Yours alone is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
I have number 7, Sudan. Lord, we just ask a very special blessing on the people of Sudan. Lord, we pray for peace and more religious freedom in Sudan as there's negotiations continuing between the military council and opposing forces. And we know the challenges of just negotiations, and we just ask that you would just really give peace and calm during that situation and wisdom for the people involved, Lord. We pray for the Christians, Lord, to have more opportunity to worship together, to freely be able to do that without fear of violence. We ask that your love would abound in them, Lord. Help them cautious, but help them be bold at the same time, knowing that your love covers a multitude of sins in that country, Lord. We just ask that they would pray with all boldness. And we also ask that you would give favor and protection for the new converts in Christianity, that they would be able to stand strong and have access to Bibles and discipleship training. And it's so important, Lord, that you would just be with them, that your Holy Spirit would be moving upon that country, and that the Sudanese would just have courage, Lord, the Christians, Lord, to share their faith, even though they face persecution. We just ask all these things in your name. Amen.
I have the eighth persecuted country, which is Yemen. So, Lord, I lift up this country to you. I pray specifically for the secret believers. Lord, there's only a few thousand in this little country. And, Lord, we just lift them up to you. And, Lord, I'm just specifically praying for marriages, Lord. If husband and wife both know you, Lord. Lord, I just pray not only the normal pressures a marriage feels, but also the pressure of being secretively a Christian. Lord, I pray that you would just touch their marriage. And if, Lord, it is just one, a single spouse, Lord, that you would work in their life, Lord, that the others would see and their lives would be changed. Lord, I pray that you would bring Bibles to them and other discipleship material. Lord, give them access that way. Lord, for this whole country, the instability there, we just ask for peace to fall on it. Lord, that you would come against the opposing forces and bring peace and more stability to this country with the many refugees and the lack of food and water. Lord, you are our great provider, and so we're asking you to be the provider for this country. And Lord, as I was asked to pray for this country, you just made me see that behind them is Saudi Arabia. On the other side is the Red Sea and the Arabian Sea, Lord. And you parted the waters and made a way through. And so we know that you have parted the waters with Christ. So fall upon this country, Lord God. Let them see Christ and draw unto him as he draws himself to them and draws them to himself. Lord, I just thank you that you are there and you are working in this country. Lord, may you fall mightily and may there be a great multiplication of the number of Christians in this country. I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
I have country number 9, Iran. Lord God, I just pray for the believers there in that country, which by some estimates about 800,000. And we just pray that you would strengthen them. Pray for those that are in prison right now, that you will give them hope, encouragement, and that they may come forth as gold out of the furnace of affliction. We pray for that you would work through the leaders in Iran, for President Hassan Rouhani. Pray that the doctrines of men and the doctrines of demons, Lord, would be demolished, and that your kingdom would be ushered in, and that you would give these leaders thoughts that are from you and not from indoctrination. We pray that you would deliver this country, Lord, from the chains and the bondage of such things. We pray that you would be with the believers who right now are underground and prosper this church. May it continue to grow and be refined. Keep them from harm's way. Keep them in your care, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Please join me in prayer for nation number 10, the subcontinent, India. Lord, in a nation of such notable pluralism, I pray that all the believers in India would know the truth and be able to share the truth with others. Lord, I pray for all the people of India, regardless of their background, that they would come to love the truth, and that this would lead them to you, Lord. Lord, we know there is much persecution. People are afraid of the spread of Christianity, and so they have been violent towards many Christians. Lord, where the Christians can, I pray that they would live peacefully with all of their fellow Indians. But Lord, for those who are under the threat of persecution, I pray for their protection, and even more, in their bodily protection, Lord, I pray that they would not be bound by fear. Lord, I pray that there would be a rising up of an attitude in the body of Christ that says, the world is crucified to me, and I to the world. Lord, that they would love not their lives even unto the death. And Lord, also we pray for Prime Minister Modi. Lord, we want conversions in India all across the political spectrum, but we pray in particular for Prime Minister Modi that he would come to you, Lord, that he would be brought into your kingdom. These things we pray in the name of Jesus.
Number 11 is Syria. God, you're well aware of how Syria has been devastated by civil war, and global powers have been tearing at Syria, Lord, as well as ISIS, that had a few years ago just wrecked Christian homes and villages and scattered their people to the nations. God, we pray for those who are dispersed from Syria to the nations, that they would come to know you as Lord and Savior. We pray for continued visions and dreams to Muslims who are seeing the man in white, that they would find the answers of who that person is, that it's you, and that you long for them to have peace and salvation, God. Now we pray for peace for those who remain behind in Syria, Lord, those who are suffering in hostile regions. We pray for salvation, Lord. You told us to pray for our enemies, to love them, to do good to them. And so we pray that you'd help these believers here to do good to these rebel groups who would kill them or take their provisions. Lord, we pray for aid to reach these Christians, just even basic resources, Lord, to food and clothing and shelter, that you would provide for them, that you would cover them, as you did for the believers in Hebrews 11, the hall of faith, God, as you covered for them, that you would cover these. And we pray for the church leaders on the ground there in Syria, God, as their own families have been torn apart and their own livelihoods are just in such disarray, as they try to bring order and peace to their own congregations, God, that you would give them wisdom, that you would bear their burdens and help them to receive your peace as leaders and your wisdom, understanding how to make sense of the times around them, not only for their own selves, but for their families and their flocks, God. So we pray for the believers in Syria, for their strength, for their peace and their provision, Lord, in Jesus' name.
I'm going to be praying for Nigeria, number 12 on the list. Father, I lift up the country of Nigeria as it's under great persecution from the Islamic belief, with the leader Buhari and his goons, Lord, that do his bidding. Lord, I pray for the persecutor. I pray that you would save the people that are doing the torturing and the persecuting and the imprisoning and all of the things that go with that, Lord. I pray for just the families of the new believers. It's one of the highest persecuted as far as from family members, and I pray that you would save the people there, Lord. Save the parents and the kids as well. In your name I pray. Amen.
I'll be praying for number 13, Saudi Arabia. Heavenly Father, we continue to come before you, and we are praying in broad terms, but you know each and every one of our brothers and sisters. And so we lift them up to you now in Saudi Arabia. We pray that in their isolation, Lord, that you would help them to find the fellowship, the encouragement, the discipleship, the equipping they need to grow in their faith. Things may not be as readily available there for them to grow as they are here. And so we pray that you would give them your word, give them that encouragement, give them that fellowship they need. God, we pray for courage, Lord, as the political and cultural climate is there's just such pressure, that you'll give them courage and boldness to stand up for their faith, and leading to just sharing the gospel there, Lord, that you would help them to evangelize, to get out there and share in spite of that and finding the ways to do that. Lord, we just pray that those who are persecuting, those that are putting on the pressure, that you would work in their hearts as well, and they would see the witness in the life of these believers in such a way that would turn their hearts to you. We pray for us, Lord, here. Lord, give us the wisdom to know how best to minister to them. Lord God, help us to go, help us to do, help us to share whatever we can to help our brothers and sisters there as well in Saudi Arabia. We lift this to you in Christ's name.
I have Maldives, number 14 on the list. God, I just lift up the call to Christians in Maldives, and I just pray that you give them strength and courage and peace and patience and love, that you just fill their hearts and you just allow them to find comfort in your word, even though they don't even have a full translation of the Bible in their common tongue. That you just allow them to be comforted by you, even though all the persecution. And I also pray for the leaders in Maldives, and that you would just soften their hearts and just allow them to just give more freedoms, to allow religion to just prosper and Christianity to not be so persecuted and hated. And then I also pray for the high drug addiction and abuse that occurs in this country, that you would just help the people that are struggling with these evil things and this addiction, and that you would just show them your love and you would give your word to them and they would find you instead of this terrible, terrible counterpart.
I have number 15, the nation of Iraq. God, I just want to first of all thank you for the ISIS control that has lessened in that country. Through this time, the Christians there have been separated and just ran away from the country. And I just please pray for the Christians rebuilding their communities and their churches, and just pray for the leaders of those communities and the Christians to know they're not alone in this country, and that others are praying for them, and just help them to persevere through this time, and just increase in their prosperity in this country. Keep them safe from the pressure and the violence that are in this country of the Muslims and the ISIS bands that are still around. And I just pray this all in your name. Amen.
I'm praying for Egypt, which is number 16. 2 Corinthians 12:10. Since I know it is all for Christ's good, I am quite content with my weaknesses and with insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Lord, there are many millions of Christians in Egypt, Lord Jesus. So the spread of Christianity is there, Lord Jesus. Your presence is there, Lord God. We pray that through the power of the Holy Spirit will rise up in each one of these Christians, Lord, that they will feel your strength. They will feel your spirit overflowing, Lord God. Where their strength ends, your strength begins, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for your protection. We pray that you would pour out the blood of Jesus on each one of these Christians. We pray that their faith will grow, in spite of the persecution, Lord Jesus, that their forgiveness will grow as well, God, that they will not grow hard in doing good. They will continue to be faithful. Lord God, I pray for the churches that are being burnt down by the extremists. We pray for the Christians that are being killed and persecuted. We pray for the business owners, Lord Jesus. We pray for favor upon them, Lord Jesus. We pray favor upon all the businesses, all the Christians, all the churches, Lord Jesus. We pray in spite of the persecution that their faith, that the Spirit of God will continue to flow, Lord Jesus. We pray that you would convict every person who is persecuting any and all the Christians there, Lord Jesus. I pray that they would see the love. In spite of them killing and persecuting, we pray that you would see the love in the hearts of each one of these Christians, Lord Jesus. We pray where one or both parents or children who have died, Lord Jesus, that you would come up, that you would come in, you would fill that home, Lord God, with peace, that you would fill them up where they have lost, where they are lacking, that you would fill that space, Lord Jesus. We pray that the President Abdel, Lord Jesus, that you would convict him, Lord Jesus, that you would show him what is going on in their own country, that he would not turn his back to the evil that is prevailing, Lord Jesus, that you would place people around him that are Christians, Lord Jesus, that would be willing and bold to share the Christ, the love of Christ with him, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that the Holy Spirit reigns in us, which gives us power to pray, to read the Bible, to listen to you, Lord Jesus. And I pray this for each brother and sister in Christ that is living in Egypt, Lord Jesus, that they spend quality time with you in spite of what's going on around them, Lord Jesus, that they would feel the peace and the Spirit of God in their homes and in their businesses and in the church, Lord Jesus. We pray for the young people, Lord Jesus, that are growing up in this nation, in this country, God, that they won't turn away from you, God, but they would feel the desire to turn to you, Lord Jesus, because you protect them, because they know they can count on you to fulfill the prayers that they pray and the prayers that we pray for them each and every day. And I pray that you would convict me and the others in this church to pray every day, whether it's a small prayer or scripture, Lord Jesus, that we would pray for the persecuted church, for the brothers and sisters. Lord Jesus, we here can pray and we can worship freely, Lord Jesus, and one day we may lose that. So we need to be reminded that it is precious and it is an honor to be able to worship freely, Lord God. And I pray for any Muslim, Lord Jesus, that that you revealing yourself to them through dreams, through the uncertainties of their own religion, God, that you would place a Christian in their life that is bold, that knows the Word of God, that desires to follow you and to spread the Word of gospel of the Word, Lord Jesus, that you would place that in their life, place them in their life, Lord Jesus. And I pray for their protection. I pray that you would give every Muslim convert, Lord Jesus, that has given their lives over to you, I pray for their protection. I pray that you place them in the home and in a family, in a Christian family that can grow, so they can grow in their faith, Lord God. We pray for their protection, Lord God. And we ask, Lord Jesus, for each and every one of them today. And I pray that you would cover this church. And thank you, God, that we have the opportunity to pray for the brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you, God. Amen.
I have Algeria, which is number 17. Lord, I just want you to lift up this country in Africa, that you would lift up more leaders, Lord, godly leaders, to be bold, to help change this country back to you, and that you would help the persecuted church to rise up and be courageous and take a stand,
to know that you are real and that you're loved. And I pray that you would lift up President, the interim president, Ben Salah, that you would help him to realize that you are real, Lord. Give him that road to Tarsus experience where you helped Saul to become the Apostle Paul, the greatest apostle, Lord. I pray that you would help the persecuted church that's being closed down there systemically, that you would stop that, that you would stop the police from being just violent towards Christians, Lord. I pray for the extreme Islamic people that are trying to persecute those that have converted from Islam to Christianity, Lord. I pray that you would help stop that process, and that you would give courage to those that are being persecuted, and that you would take away that pressure from the government and other community people to stop that persecution, Lord. And I ask that you would help the country receive more missionaries, and that you'd raise up workers to bring in the harvest, Lord. And I ask that you would continue just to help the 129,000 Christians there to know that you're real, Lord. Give them courage, lift them up like eagles' wings, Lord. And I just ask that you would help that group of believers, Lord. Although it's only just 3% of that population, that you would just help them to know that there are other believers out there that are also being persecuted, and that you will be there for them at all times. And I pray that we would continue to never forget the persecution that you have taken for us to save us of our sins, Lord. In Christ's name we pray.
We're going to pray for nation number 18, the landlocked nation of Uzbekistan. Lord, some estimates show that only 0.75% of the population calls themselves Christians. So Lord, I pray for across all of Uzbekistan that there would be a divine discontent of their lives that will be stirred up, that the people would say, my godlessness does not answer my cry of my heart. What must I look to answer the cry of my heart? Lord, I pray that the church would rise up in boldness and answer the questions of the people who are searching for you, even if they don't know what they're looking for. Lord, I pray that there would be an outbreak of miracles among the believers of Uzbekistan, and that these miracles would be used to draw people to you. Lord, I pray for rapid supernatural growth among the churches there. Lord, I pray that there would be religious freedom, especially for the church, Lord, so that the church would not be suppressed as it tries to grow. Although, Lord, if your hand is in it, we know you can do amazing things, but Lord, we pray that the church's freedom would abound in Uzbekistan, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would raise up overcomers in the church in Uzbekistan. And finally, Lord, I pray for President Mirziyoyev. Lord, I pray that he would be free of demonic influence in his own life and also among those in his inner circle, that he would receive godly counsel that would point to you, and he would know how to govern this nation well. In Jesus' name.
Country number 19 is Myanmar. Our Father in heaven, once again, we honor and revere your great and powerful name. We ask that your kingdom would come and your will would be done in this predominantly Buddhist country of Myanmar. May the liberating truth of your gospel reach from the lowest outcast to President Win Myint. Lord, we think about how you humbled King Nebuchadnezzar, who was so proud and you humbled him, making him like a wild animal, and eventually he repented and honored your great name. So we ask you to humble this man and his advisors and those who are in power in this country. Lord, meet the needs of those who are persecuted with their daily food, their clothing, covering, protection. We think primarily of the persecuted Christians, and we pray for them, Lord, that they would be strengthened in their spirit and their souls. But also we pray for other religious minorities which are persecuted in this country, where there is no voice other than the government's. I pray the Christians would reflect the love of Jesus and the light that is in them by reaching out to the Muslim Rohingya refugees. Some of them are choosing to return from exile in Bangladesh after they fled that horrific violence against them in years past. The government killed more than 6,000 of them, and so I just pray that as they return to their country, this Muslim population, that their hearts would be open to the love of the believers, and that many would be saved among them. Lord, lead the believers not into temptation. Deliver them from the evil of, including persecution by the government, Muslim extremists, and even their own families. Strengthen and empower and comfort these believers, these persecuted brothers and sisters of ours. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, and to you be all the glory. Amen.
Number 20 is Laos. God, this country, you're well aware, is ruled by communist authorities, where Buddhism and animism are the primary religions. God, these people are worshiping rocks and trees. They are worshiping false gods, and you are the Most High God. God, we ask that you would exalt yourself among the heathens here who, for lack of knowledge, are perishing. Or that you would be their savior, that you would, the very government that attempts to oppress the truth of Christianity, God, that they would be oppressed in their efforts, Lord, and subverted by your divine will. Lord, we pray for these believers who struggle to witness to their Buddhist neighbors, and they're viewed as traitors to their family and their community, their nation. We pray that you would help them, Lord, to be viewed not as traitors, but as those who are bringing the truth and the love and the light of the Creator, the Most High God, who wants to deliver these people. We pray that you give them access to your Word, Lord, the Bibles that have been translated for them, that it'll be able to be distributed freely, Lord, even privately, stealthily, out of view of the authorities and those leaders in the churches trying to discern whether they should register their church with the government or meet in secret. We pray for wisdom for those leaders in those churches and for these believers, that you would give them strength, Lord. And we pray for the children in schools that are even given lower grades simply because they're Christian, that you would help them to see through the persecution and see through the deception, to be examples and testimonies of your love and light in this dark nation that needs you, God. We finally pray that you would turn the hearts of the leaders towards you, and that they would turn to glorify you and open freedoms for believers, that you would open their eyes to the truth, and that you'd defeat their own agendas, God, and that your kingdom would come, that your will be done for the people of Laos. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you all very much, those of you who led us in prayer. And I'd like to take a few minutes here to knock out the last 30 countries. So we need 30 people to raise their hand and be willing to take a sheet. And in the quietness there of your own seat, just privately, silently read over the sheet, familiarize yourself with the particulars of that country, and just in silence intercede for the requests listed there. Take a few minutes for that. Thanks. Keep them raised high. How are we doing? Do we get them all out, or do we need any more? All the countries covered? Yeah? Good. Thanks. Thank you. about one more minute. I'd like to conclude by reading a passage from 1 Timothy, which is the instruction for how a church, the affairs ought to be conducted in a church. And Paul gives direction for this all-important area of prayer. And he says, first of all, I urge then that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men. So the church is to have on its heart the salvation of all people. And then verse 2, it says, for kings and all who are in authority. So verse 2 should not ever be disconnected from verse 1. People extract verse 2 as if, well, let's pray for this king that he'll get saved. Well, I want kings to be saved, but that's not what this is about. This is about rulers ruling in a way, because God desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, that they would rule in a way so as to allow the Christians a free hand and free reign. It's not that we want governments, the government to preach the gospel. We simply want the government to hands off the Christians so they can go about their business of preaching the gospel. For kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil, the word is unagitated, unmolested, a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. A short while ago during Seek Week, as Mike Spurlock was leading us in intercessory prayer for the nation, and we were looking at this passage, just know that prayer is not one-way communication, it's two-way communication, especially as you are praying the Word of God. And as I was praying this passage, boy, the word dignity really struck me. That's one of the specifics we're to pray for our rulers, that they relate to the Christians with dignity, that they show them the dignity of esteeming them as bona fide citizens. And we have had administrations that have not treated us Christians with dignity, mockingly saying we cling to guns in our religion, and calling us homophobes and Islamophobes and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Rather, we are to pray that God would give us rulers who would treat the Christians with dignity. So as you all are well aware, we have an election upcoming on Tuesday, and I am praying that God would give us such rulers. I'm also praying for you and for me that my attitude, my disposition would be one of faith, regardless of what the results are. Because if the results don't go like we want them to go, guess what? Christ will still be on the throne, and it will be our opportunity to lift up the shield of faith, to walk in love, to show Christ's love in a dark world. God is still on the throne. But that doesn't mean we can't make requests. So let's go to the Lord about this upcoming election. Lord, we want to follow this prescription for our country as we have prayed it for 50 other countries, that you would allow for civil authorities which would permit the Christians a tranquil life and a life of dignity. It just doesn't exist in so very many countries. Oh God, when we think of the wickedness of our own country, on one hand, you have every right to allow your hand of discipline to come upon us. Lord, we have spurned you in our institutions, and we Christians, we can point the finger at the unbelievers, but we Christians have stood by silently, and we've not spoken up. We've not been the salt of the earth and the light of the world like you told us we were. And we ask you, Lord, to have mercy on us and on our country, and to Allow us to have an administration that will allow the Christians to go about spreading the gospel. I think of previous administrations, how in particular in the military, chaplains in the military were really hampered from spreading the gospel in previous administrations. That is not your will. You don't want that, Lord. And so we pray for those in authority that they would treat us with dignity and not belittle and scorn us as happens so many places around this world. And Lord, we pray for ourselves. You said, be anxious for nothing. And I feel myself being anxious. I'm up and down. I'm all over the map sometimes, Lord. But I just want to be stayed on you. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Lord, help my mind to be stayed upon you. As the results come in from the various states and we see the electoral map, those of us who are the political followers, I just want my mind to be stayed on you, Lord, and just to have a steady, settled confidence in you. We ask you for a great blessing, because that's the kind of God you are. You're a God of mercy and blessing. We appeal to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for your patience. As we have gone a little long here, we have some announcements. And is Lael coming up next?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lael, why don't you come on up? And then Joan after her.